ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Sanhedrin Daf Sadik Beis. The sugi starts on the bottom of Sadik Aleph from Beis. The sugi is the sugi of teaching Achirim Taira. Gam of not teaching Achirim Taira. As it starts, I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav, Kol Amenei Aloch Mipi Talmid, Ki Ilu Gozloi Minach Lesavo Yisof. As the Lashon of the Gemara, Gozloi is Mashma Ki Ilu, the Torah is Koni to him, like the Gemara brings, My Rashi Hi Ilu Kol Yisrael. As a male, if you don't teach it to him, it's Ki Ilu you will Gozl him. As Mavur in the Gemara, Big Chiddush, that Be'etzem this every person's chilek and tire that they're supposed to learn in this world is kilu kali to him. The mashal, the mission in Avos Perik Vav, the tire is niknes b'mem ches dvarim. Betzem, the tire is betzem nikne to every person. The mission over there is saying how you could fatif in the Kenyan. But betzem, every person is kilu nikne to the tire is nikne to him. If we mazbe with the going in Mishlei that says that the chilek that you learn that the malach teaches you when you're uber, that's your chilek b'tayram. And when the malach comes back after a person nifter, is he sees if he was lamad kol atayra that the malach was lamad to him, malamed to him. And if he doesn't, as he's nenash, as lefiza the goyin learns that which we say the malach is malamed kol atayra kulo. Doesn't mean literally kol ha'tayra kula. Means kol ha'tayra kula that he's supposed to learn in this world because that's his chilek b'tayra. That's avakosha v'sinchel kenu b'sayra secha. As kilu, every person has a chilek ha'miyuchid lai that he's supposed to learn in tayra, and that's his avoid in this world. If someone doesn't teach it to him, he's kilu gazlai because that's really his chilek ha'tayra that he's stealing away from him. As the lashon of the Gemara is, My Rashi he l'kol Yisrael misheshes yimei bereshes. As Rashi's masber that the Bishvil bereshes, the world was never for Torah, was never for Yisrael. L'kari the kavon of Rashi is the world was never k'day that Yisrael should learn Torah. As im ken yigazloi. Because every person is nivra to learn taira. Nasis das as memela you kilu stealing him misheshes yimei breishes because his ikar briyasai is to learn taira. Masha is maisif that the Gemara is talking about a rebbe. Why doesn't he want to teach his talmid taira? Stam. So it's talking about someone who thinks his Talmud, if I'm going to teach it to him, he's not going to get it anyway. It's not so easy for him to get. As that said, Gosha, you think that Torah is only for the Yechidim, the Bali Kishreinis, the Mutzlochim. No, every person, Mitchilas Briyasai, is miyuid to learn Torah. As how could you not teach it to him? And there's a great sad Gosha. This isn't a limud only for the malamdim, it's for the laimdei taira also. The many laimdei taira they feel, it's not miyud for me taira. Zagda Masha, no, the tev of every person is he's miyud la taira. And what the Tanit Ve'el Yo, that they tell every person, Mishas Adin, Hashem created you to learn taira. That is the Bereshis B'Shvila taira, and it's going on every person that's Nibra, Misheshis Yimei Bereshis. That's the Ikar Briyas Oymed, that everyone should learn Torah. Kimuvan, Majegas and Majegas Yesh. That some people are made to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And there's some people that are made to learn only their Chilek in Torah. A famous Rishon Letzion, written by the Aruch Chaim on Hilchos Talmud Torah and Yoredei Resh Mem Vav. That he wants the Taina, he makes a diuk in the Medrash in Tehillim Perik Yod. The Medrash says that Los Lavai B'Yoyim Adin as the Shailin Oysa. If he was Lamed one Seder, the Shailin Oysa, why did he learn two star? If he was Lamed two star, as the Shailin Oysa, why he didn't learn three star? They said, just ask him right away, why didn't you learn Kol HaTorah Kula? It says, because everyone's not supposed to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo. If you're Chelek HaTorah, like we saw in the Gaon, that when they teach the Uber Torah, they teach you Chelek HaTorah, not every Chelek of Torah. As the person learns two starim, they want him for three. The person who learns three, they want him for four. But maybe they won't want him for Mechilta. Maybe he wasn't supposed to. Again, other person will be one for Mechilta. It's much more muvan in the Gemara. Every person is miyuyed for Torah. You can't say on the same madrega. Some people are miyuyed lagamri to learn Torah, kol hayoyim, 18 hours, and some people are miyuyed for 4 hours. Our avoid in life is to have a chelik of our chelik in Torah, kol echot kefi mashahu. Isn't anyone that mufka lagamri from Torah? That's his nishma. Kabriyas Adam, he's miyuyed for Torah. This is the Nakuda, the Gemara. The Gemara is talking to the Malamdim of a Kamla Alamdim. Tzarech Lahav and it's that. As the Gemara continues, a few Ubrim, Hashem Meyima Makalanoi say. So what are the Ubrim giving him a Klala for? As Masha is Mazbel, if the Gemara needed Daf Lamed, that the Malach teaches the Uber Taira, Ayah Uber Zaina Rai for Taira. Zemindach, because a mitzvah is b'yas to a person, it's aymed l'kachas. It's even shy to teach a uba Torah. So when then kolshkin a person. Nafi the goyim that we saw in Mishlei, you could be mazal of the Gemara, another knech, you could say that the ki'ilu, the Rebbe could feel that this is a person that's mufka from Torah. As we say, no. Every Uber is Loimed Torah. As the Uber Mamakal and Oysai, because Kilo you're saying is the Uber, he didn't learn Torah. He's Mufka from Torah, not Fadi. He has his Chelek in Torah. And it says that Menachron Oysai Kikivro. His Einish is that the Menachron Oysai Kikivro, he has holes in him. As the Mashah explains, why doesn't he want to teach others Torah? The Mashah Gong Lushitasai. Talking about someone that doesn't want to teach. Why? Because he doesn't want to waste his time. He'd rather be Isaac in his Torah than to teach somebody who's a long mutzlach anyway. As we tell him that even the Torah that you have, we're going to take away from you. A kivra is something when there's a hole, as the chita falls out. As it's a mashal on the Torah that if you don't teach other people, then you're going to start to forget your Torah too. You're going to be like a kivra that the Torah is going to start to leak out. The mashal is mitzayin to the famous Gemara in Ervin, Daf Nun Dalid, with Repeda, that he was lomed 400 times to a Talmud till he got it. Because you see, at Hechon Advar Megim, a person should be melamed lachivim. Nira, just to be moisif on the mouth, so it's a derech, the famous Mishnah B'Saita, that the Saita is Nasna Ineim Bachar, she had a husband. Wasn't enough for her. She wanted to get something that wasn't hers. Megla, Leibel Van, the Bayol she doesn't get, even the Baal is taken away from her. So derech Khan also, he wanted to get even more and more Torah, more than he was supposed to be Malamed Achirim now, but he wanted to chap more and more. His label vad that he's not maviach from the chet that he'll get more, but even mashiyesh lo is no koch mimenu. That's the way the mashal is learning the Gemara. And the Gemara continues v'malamed mascharoi. The Gemara says he's zeich lebirchus Yosef that he was the mashbir, and because he fed everyone food, he was zeich to a bracha. So the question is, what does learning Torah have to do with feeding food? As the Mashal explains the Gemara, that Torah is mazon to the nefesh, like bread is mazon to the guf. As the Gemara means, Madach Yosef that fed the guf, as he got such a bracha, as koskin, someone that feeds the neshama, he'll get a tremendous bracha. And the Gemara continues, this is a hemshech to the Gemara we had before. That someone who says Shira Ba'alam Hazel B'Yizaycha La'imra Ba'alam Haba. As we saw that the Gemara we Mazbe with the Yisayda the Shla, that Schar mitzvah, mitzvah, that lost the love. The schar is the etzah mitzvah itself, makes a malach, a ruchnis, the gemitzius, and lost the love. That malach comes back and gives, and it's mislavish and under its surah, a hecher at surah, and it's gavaldagan no, and the malach comes back to the person, the mitzvah comes back to the person, and he relives the mitzvah kilu. He goes back to that moment, he gets back that malach, as now. It's a gavaldagan no and a tainuk shein kamayu. Thus, mean this misha loymit malamit tayra b'alam haze choizu malamit. The schar is that he's malamit tayra b'alam haba. Just when you malamit tayra b'alam haba, it's a tainuk shein kamayu. And here that there's an akudas chiddush over here, because you would think that in olam haze, okay, could be a rebbe, but in olam haba, there's so much good rebbeim. I need you to teach Torah. Yeah, afilu hachi that Gosha is. You also be malamed Torah. Olam haba. The next sugya is the sugya of das. As zog the Gemara is the sugya b'doymen brachas taf lamin gimel and godol deya. This moral over here in Sefer Teferis, Perek Yud, says that the inyan of das that we're talking about is Miloshen Chibar. Like you have a Yodim Adam Eschava. As a Yedeya das, he's Neschabe Legamri Lashem. And what's it mean, Gdele Deya Shinitna Bin Shtey Oisius? And he's Meschab Gamri to the Shem Oisius, the Shtey Oisius, the Shei Shtemesh of Hashem. It's Masbet Lefizah, that's the Hemshech of the Gemara, the Migdish is David Legamri Bashem also, because over there was the Makam of Esra Shechina. Lefizah is good, Mishiyesh Bidei Akilu Banu Migdish Biyamav, because Ayidei Das, he's Meschab Gamri Lashem. Dumyu to the Migdish was the Makam, which Klal Yisrael was Meschab Lashem. As Moshe Shapiro was Masbe this Indian, the biggest side that then was Marich on these Inyanim, Hezbe the Maral, and speak out the Maral about the Zelba Kivun. Das is the Koyach Lechaber, and it's when a person uses it, is avoid in life is lechaber el yoinim to the tachtoinim lechaber Hashem lebria. That's the wichtige use of das, the emes of das. The dogma, when you see what goes on in the bria, you see Hashem. As you're bringing Hashem into the bria, you're bringing das of Hashem into the bria itself. When you learn the ratzin of Hashem, learn Torah, you're learning the ratzin of Hashem, as you're bringing Hashem into the Bria, when you're becoming the mitzvahs of Hashem, you're being mechaber Hashem to your pulas, to your maisim, as you mechaber yourself lagamri to Hashem, as das is the avoid of a person, the avoid of das, to be mechaber himself to the eilumos el yoinim, and to bring the primius of the world into the world, not just to live shitchias, to bring the primius, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the world. And that's Machabayu Lagamri to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the kayach we have. A person can live this world and just live in the Chitzainius, the Shitchius, and never think about Hashem. But Das is the kayach to think about Hashem in everything we do, to see the Hashkachas Hashem, think about Hashem when we do mitzvahs, learn Torah. This is what's Machabaras Lagamri to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Pirish in the Maral. Why she was masbir, that's the Indian why a cotton who's not a badass is ain't a yachol lahoilin. Because the zera comes from the moyach. And if someone is a la badass, he can't be mechaber as moyach, this pulas haguf. As a mela, there's no chiber between the moyches, the keiches al yoinim, to the pulas haguf. Wadin, that's the reason why a cotton, which is ain't by deya, can't do a kinyan. As a cotton just sees the chitzonius, the shitrius. He has no koyach lechaber to the toichin ha'inyin shal the kinyin, the oimek of the kinyin, the hashlochus of the kinyin that aren't the obvious hashlochus. He only focuses on the obvious. Even if you're going to tell it to him and you're going to explain it to him, but he won't give it the proper importance, because to him the importance is what's in front of him. He doesn't have the das to be go more pnimius and to be machshiv the inyanim that he doesn't see. As a mela, when he makes his achlota to be the gemiras das, he doesn't have that koyach to make an emes achlota, because he can't be shaykel the stadim. Gemiras das means I'm shaykel the stadim. It's kedai for me to be koin. I'm going with das. But Cotton has no koyach of das to make such a decision, because he can't weigh the stadim that are not near of a nikolay naim. That's the dinyan of Cotton. Ain't no das, and das is a godol. A godol is someone that lives life. Boifinchel godless is someone that lives life with the premius. He sees deeper into life. Yekiyadua, there are many people that embrace the physical gdailim. Unfortunately, they live life kekotn abu reach mi beis ha-sefer, the famous mashal of Chazal. What do you mean kekotn abu reach mi beis ha-sefer? He runs in the beis medrash because he doesn't see the pnimius, the importance of learning. He's like a cotton. He just sees, okay, you're sitting, you're saying words. It's hard for me to say these words. As he runs from the sefer, if you'd only know the pnimius, the nyanim, the schar, the tainug, the kudus yizeichet, he would do different. And that's the chet of Eitz Hadas Toivira. That what it did was until then, Adam HaRishon knew that Ra was something that's not mitzias. It's not something to be mischabed to. It's something that's mufka lagamri. But Eitz Hadas Toivira made that he should look at Ra as it's a mitzias. It's something you could be mischabed to also. And something that people want to be mischabed to. They want to kilu connect to it. And that's the avoid of Torah, the Eitz Chaim, Yadua. That's the tikkun for the Eitz Hadas, because the Torah teaches us the Emes Hadas. What the Emes is roi to be mischabed to, and what a person should be mafresh and mavdol. Yadua, that's the other koyach of das, the main day of Havdalah Minayin. That's the koyach of das, is to know what to be mischabed from, and to be, know what to be mafresh from. And that's the koyach of Torah. As Koidim call, Das is what's Mechabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gives us the Koyach to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our world, into our lives. Aleph. The Indian of Mikdash was that it helped people to be Das as Hashem. It was the Makom, but it was Gilu Shechina, there was a Saranisim. You saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Void, it was a Makom, they were Isaac in Avoidus Hashem. Everyone saw the Avoidus Hashem. The kavonis of the koyanim that was mischabel the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As that was the makom, we were able to connect with Hashem, the das Hashem. That's the connection of migdash to das. That a person with das is doyma to migdash. It's kilo bana biyamav. And Moshe was meisif that Yaakov kiyadua and the svarim hakadmonim. That each Av was connected another Bechina. Avram was Chesed, and Yitzchak was Yira, and Yaakov was the Mid of Teferis, of Das, of Taira. And he was the one who saw the Sulam Mutza, which was Reishai, in the Shemayim, and the Karka was in the Aretz, the ground of the Sulam. He was the one that was Mechaber Shemayim V'Aretz. He's the Mid of Das, the Koyach to be Mechaber. And that's the Etzim Shem Yaakov, to put the Yud of Olam Haba into the Ekev, even into the Ikvius, the lowest part of the Guf. He was able to be Mischaber, the Guf. That's when he was born, he was holding on to the Ekev of Esav. The Haris, the Yaakov, had the Koyach to be Makadesh, Meroimim, everything. By Yidei Zehiz Doicha, the Koyach is Sara. Thus is our chov in the Indian of Das, which is a grace yisoid, and a grace and a kud in Yiddishkeit, a grace yisoid in Avodas Hashem. In the Teiris Chaim, the Teiris Chaim is madgish another hadgasha. Until now we were speaking about the Avodas Adam of Das. The Teiris Chaim is meisif, that there's another aspect. When a person is Das is Hashem, as then he's zeichet Hashra Shechina. Because like the famous Medrash that the Nefesh HaChaim brings in Shar Aleph, Perik Zayin, Shem Silcha Yadi Minecha, Kifi what you marit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mar Lucha B'chazara. The person who's thinking of Hashem, as a Meili Zeicha, that Hashem should be Shair on him. I in the Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, Perik Vav, is marich in the Kedusha, that a person is Zeicha to Dashra Shechina, is machashev in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Lefi Zeh, the reason why it says Kel Deyos Hashem is because when a person has Das, as he's Goyim that Kel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shair on him, he's Goyim to Ashra Shechina. Lefi Zeh, he's Moisif, who had in the Indian of Mikdash. The Indian of Mikdash is a Makam of Ashra Shechina. That's the Indian of Mikdash. That's why Kol Mi Sheyesh Bo Deya Ki'ilu Bana Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav, because he does the same accomplishment. He makes the same level of Ashra Shechina. And you could be Moisif, the famous Yisoid of the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perek Dalid, that the Igat Te'elis in the Mikdash of Ashra Shechina is not Ashra Shechina in the Mikdash. The Igat Te'elis is Zayidei the Mikdash. It should be Ashra Shechina in the Adam. As Lefiz, it's Gogishma, Kol Mi Sheyesh Bo Deya Ki'ilu Bana Beis HaMikdash B'Yama, because that's the Ketafkid of the Beis HaMikdash, that there should be Ashra Shechina on the Adam. Those are the Mahalich of the Maral and the Tarius Chayim. The Maral is in Darkei Unzer Avoida, the Tarius Chayim is the Pol Yoitz of our Avoida. Both of them is the Kivun that Bedas is Hashem, where maybe the Chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Rajban Brachas and Daf Lamed Gimel, the Rajba says a different pshat in the Gemara. He says, Kol Mi Sheyesh Bo Deya is made in the Teichen HaInyan Shel HaMikdash. Vayisoydesh HaMikdash Meramez Lahem. Vayidei Limud Inyanim Elo, he does Oisei Tikkun of the Beis HaMikdash. Derech, that if you learn Pashas HaKarbonis, it's Kilo Makriv Karbonis. When you learn Dinyani HaMikdash, it's Kilo Yaboine the Mikdash. Huadin, if you're Malamed, I'll be the Midas that the Mikdash is Malamed, and the Maisim that the Mikdash is Machayev, it also does the Tikkunim. As Mephila Rajba, it's a different Knech, the Das that we're talking about is the Das of the Inyan HaMikdash. And that does the Pula, does the Tikkunim that the Etzem Mikdash used to do also. The Gemara then continues and says, Kolon Mishayim Baideya, the Mesayif Koila. As Meral explains, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makaymai, is Nikra Makam. In the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, that Mayifka Bamakam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makaymai Shaloyla. As the Makam Amiti Shalonu is to be Dovek Bashem, of a person Shayim Baideya, he's not Dovek Bashem. As they Goyim Golos, he's not Nimsa. What is Golos? He's not Nimsa in the Makam where he belongs. As a person who's not Tavik Bashem, is not Nimsa in the Makam where he belongs. As his Einish is Midu Kenegin Mida, he's Nigva from Eretz Yisrael. Because that's the whole Teichen in Eretz Yisrael, to be Miskambe Lashem. Gemara later on, and Daf Kuv Dalet says that why Darshan's the word Echa. Why does the Megillah Seicha start with Eicha? And it says, because they were over on Lamed Vav Krisis, Eicha Bilmachi on Lamed Vav. So Maral is Masber, that the Indian of Krisis is they were Nichrus, Tveikus Bashem. And Mishum Zen, Nenshu Be'echa. Eretz Yisrael should be Levad, and we could ask Eicha, Yoshua Badad, how could it be that Eretz Yisrael, the Makam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shouldn't have the Yidden on it? Because when you're mafsik that krisis, when you kairis that keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the oinish of galus, that mamish b'daimet to your side of the maral over here. He also says that somebody who's aimed by day, it's asal arachim alav, a person is nenesh if he gives him staka. The mashad, the other mefarshim dan, that Why is it asal rachim alav to give him anything? The Maral learns, because you shouldn't be mitchaber to such a person. Some people you shouldn't have sheiches to. You could say another knetch, that a person shame by day, you don't know what he's using his staka for. It could be, it'll be used not for a good purpose. Therefore, you shouldn't give mashallah yaleinu, people that go collecting, as for shalom, they use it for drugs, alcohol, and other things. Yet, as a person has to be careful when he gives staka to know what it's, that if you give to ain by day, it could be misused. And then the Gemara says, Amr Abulazar, call by Yashayin Divrei Taira, Yishmayim by Belayla, Eishach Losa, Yishanema, Kol Choshech Tomin Lutzvoinov. As Bedaim Lezeh, you have an Eirvin, that Besa is Nechrav. So what's the word, a bias has to be Nishma by Taira Belayla. As Masha says, an interesting Nakuda, he says it's talking about Balabatim. And they work the whole day. The only time they have to learn is at night. And that's the Tvi'an name, Kol Bayis Shein B'Divrei Taira B'Layla. Over here, a person has time to learn. Instead, he does other things. We won't go into the details. Eishach Lasai. Because now is his time to learn when he's pani from Avodah. The person has to be V'Gisa B'Yomim B'Layla. He's thinking of Kriyas B'Yom, Kriyas B'Layla. Even if many people, they feel that it's easier for them to learn in the morning before they go to work. But it's mavur over here, lepachas at night, there should be some divrei Torah nishmayim balayla. You can have a whole seder, but something, a little bit of limud balayla, seder mishnayis, mishnah berurah, hilchos lashon hara, chafetz chaim, something, some limud. It's mashma over here, also nishmayim bayit. There's an Indian that the limud should be said bepeh. Should be nishmat in the bayis. This is lefi the yimersha. In the svarim magdashim, there's another knech in the shivas of limud balayla. Laila is the zman with the koiches of the samach aleph of shlita. As the limud taira balayla is a biyuchadik inyan, that it's machnia isa koiches. The zman with the shaylet, it's machnia isa. That's the chshivas of limud ha'tayra b'layla. That's why it says, kol bayish ein divitayr nishmayim b'layla, which is the zman. Shalashlita man, as we tzachkan of, eishach losoy, l'umar nirvin yul ches, to be nechrav, because you need the divitayr to be machnia l'isoy koiches. More than says, "I'm Rabbi Loza Kolamachlev Bidibura Kiilu Oyved Avodah Zara." The shaila is that why is it Kiilu Oyved Avodah Zara? He just was mafluk in his dibur. He switched something. He didn't say it accurately. He said, "Why is it Kiilu Oyved Avodah Zara?" As the mashal learns. Then Avada the Etzim Sheker is not Goyver Avodah Zarah, but when someone's Meshaker, it's going to cause him eventually that he'll come to do Avodah Zarah. Because once you lose sight of MS, you're not Makbid on MS, as then you'll also come to not be Makbid on the MS and the important things that are Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ikra Shel Olam. As being that it's goyim to come to Oyved Avodah Zarah, so mele that's the Kiilu Oyved Avodah Zarah. Another kol mistakel be'ervoy kashtein in eres. As Rashi says that the Nineres means that he loses his kaiches. As we see over here, at Kama, a person has to be Nizer, Rapi Yamim Elu, with his massive Nisyanis, iPhones and other Nisyanis. It's Mamish Machlash the Goof, literally. When a person looks at what he shouldn't be looking at, it's machlish his whole koyach and kiyadua. Unfortunately, the mamish stories of people that they got very messed up from different things. Yeah. The person has to be shaymiz machshavis and shaymiz riyas kirai. Amr of Allah is a loyla mavi kibul v'kayim. As the Masha over here says a very interesting pshat. He says that when a person shows off his things, as then he's more prone for kina and mamela to get ayin hara. As that's that gosh, a loyla mavi kibul v'kayim. Kiyadua the mechtem elio tainas that the kikoyach of the ayin hara is when a person is misgar and he shows off. But because he showed off, he was machlish someone else's das. The skill the oynish is that the ayin hara could be shailed on him. But that's the eight. So when a person has a lot of brachas, he should be kibul v'kayim. He shouldn't show it off. It's number one, like the Mashra says. People won't want to give him an ayin hara. Number two, like the Mechtem Elio says, even if they give him an ayin hara, it won't work. Because if he tries his best to hide it, and just someone finds out, then Hashem will be shamer him. It won't be able to have hashpa on him. You could say chutz in the Indian of ayin hara, but there's another Indian. Habi pamim, you could be goyim people chalisha sadas. Marshall, you have one parent talking, wow, my son is doing so well, he's the best in yeshiva, all the schools want him, and the person's talking to someone who his son is not the best in yeshiva, not every yeshiva wants him, he's trying hard to get in yeshivas, as you could give the other person a gefelech achlisha sadas, the other person has a pekla ready that he has to be oivet on, but because you said that, you can make a person feel very bad. You could give a chlisha sadas. Yeah. And another person could say, wow, I just did chesed with someone. There was a sick person and I mamish helped them. I did a tremendous tzedakah. I gave a tremendous amount of money. You could cause someone chlisha sadas. As many times it comes, people need kavod. They feel they want everyone to know how chashiv they are. I have a great son. So you feel good about yourself. Big Baal Kishin, or I give loads of staka, I learn so much Torah, as people are trying to show off how special they are, and sometimes they can be very effective. Other people believe how special they are, and they get huchlish from it. Yeah. It's a great sa'avla. Many times you can cause a lot of agmas nefesh to people. Yeah. The MS. The void, the bigger void in life is Achmana Liba by the primius. It should be Kulay Lashem. When we're showing off, besides the Pekamim Bein Adam Lachaveroi, there's a Pekamim Bein Adam Lamakam also. That void is not rain. It doesn't have that same rain kite, that same primius, that same Leiv Tar, that same Taira that it's supposed to have. It's not rain Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Many times, kiyadua, you could even eat the schar, like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that amol people lose their schar in Olam Haba because they got such covered by Olam Hazeh. As for me, it's a etzah mitzad kama v'kama tzibas, loylam havi kibol v'kayim, to keep a low profile, low, not to show off what you have. Another etzah is, another mila of it is afananami tanina base off of placing like hanoines lirais negai. The imik of it, you could say, is even in Shamayim that when a person shows off, as it can make it shugim, if right if you cause people tsar and agmas nefesh, can make it shugim in Shamayim. But when someone's not showing off his atzlacha, as then. They don't kill ma'ayin in him to give him the einshim to see if he's roi for such a hatzlacha. The man the bottom of the omid, tana d'vel yo, tzaddikim, שאוסר הקדוש ברוך הוא לחיי שם אין חויזם לאפרון. אז in the Yad Ramah, in his Igeris that's brought down at the end of the Sefer of Yad Ramah, he brings down, there was a Igeris in the Gemara, Tzadikim Gemurim. Ein Choizan Le'afram. And there were those that wanted to be Medayik Lefise, that there are certain Tzadikim that will be Meis Lachat Chiyasa Meisim. But Tzadikim Gemurim, the heavy Tzadikim, they won't be meis la'achar t'chiyas ha-meisem v'kach mashman the Rambam. That the Rambam says, tzadikim gemurim k'may abes ha-kadayishem v'kaday li'hador, they will not be meis. As that l'choyra, if the Rambam had this girsa, then it would be mufurish in the Gemara, like the Shidus ha-Rambam, that there will be meis la'achar t'chiyas ha-meisem. If you don't have the gears of Tzadikim Gemurim, you have the gears of Tzadikim, or the Ramban's gears in Shaar Gemul is just Mesim, Shasar HaKadosh Lach Boisom, Ena Choizen La'afron. As Frag the Ramban and the Ramah, that over here is a Shiloh, and those that learn that there'll be a Misa after Trias HaMesim, it's a Furish in the Gemara that the Ena Choizom Liachram. Then Rashi over here is the Yediyah Gdoila. Rashi said, "Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu lahachyos limois haMashiach laachar sheyich yishuv ein choizim laAfram ela habasa miskayim aleim ad sheyishuvu v'yichya laasid lavay." State in Rashi that there will be another tchia sheyoshev v'yichya laasid lavay. Just the first Trias HaMesim, they won't be Choizon LaAfram Ela HaBasa Miskayim. Tainu Rashi learns, the Gemara doesn't say Ein HaMesim. The Gemara says, Aloshen Ein HaChoizon LiAfram. Tainu, the bodies will stay intact, as even though they'll be Mace, but it won't be, they won't be Choizon LaAfram. As Lefi Rashi, Koidim Kol is Dhamma Furash Rashi, that is two Trias HaMesim. There's one Trias HaMesim where afterwards they will die. And then there's the Trias HaMesim of La'asid Lavai, which is Mavur in the Gemara in the Hemshech, that it means the Elef Ashri. As we saw, that they bring from the Goinim a Kabbalah from Rav Haigoin in the Resag, that they will machadish, that there's two Trias HaMesims. And the Rabbeinu Aaron Milneil wrote it to the Ramah, L'choritza Mufurisha Rashi Bayos, that there's two Trias HaMesim. This is number one. And what do you do with this Gemara? As Rashi's goof is saying, the Gemara doesn't say that there ain't a Mesim. The Gemara just says, ain't a Choizan La'afron. Kilo a Diak in the Gemara, that it doesn't mean that they're Mesim. And the other Rishonim can hear learn, ain't a Choizan La'afron means ain't a Mesim. Little bit of a diuk like the other Rishonim is, because where does the Gemara darshan that ain't a choizen la'afar? Because it says, Kol HaKodesh, you darshan it, that from the Pasuk, Vayanish v'tziyam anosh v'shalayim, Kodesh yayim alayi, Kol HaKasab v'shalayim, HaKodesh lo'ilam kayim, ha'fem lo'ilam kayyamin. B'charim mashma, that they're not mis b'chlal, lo'ilam kayyamin. But Rashi will learn, lo'ilam kayyamin means, the guf is niskayim, and it's not niskala. And it doesn't change into Afra. That's the Lo'ilam Kayyamin. Daima Oysa Shanim, Rashi learns it means the Elef that's Chorev, like the Gemara in Tzadik Zayin. Sh'asar Kosh Baruch Luchan Lizban Esoilomoy, Siddiqim Mein Oysin. As it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oislam Knafim Kinesharim V'shatam Al Pnei Amayim. As a Shaili, some of us should learn the Gemara's Moshe L'dugma Knafayim. V'vin Yishvi, it says, there'll be as Matziv, where they will fly away from the world until HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuilds the world. As this is Shitas Rashi, that Rashi learns literally, the world will be Charev Leilu Shalim. just kefi the way Rashi's learning before, that's a gevisera misa. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu v'shuv v'yichya isam, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is re-machadish the world, as there'll be nochet chia. That's the way Rashi learns. Frag the Gemara. V'neilev mimesim shehichya yicheskel. The shail is what's pshat. As Mashal learns, Shalchorah would have been more pasha the pshat. Now the Umaytzi Rabbeinu David also learns that way, that the Gemara is asking, why don't you learn out Trias HaMesim from Mesim Shehichi Yecheskel? But looking, the Gemara is constant bringing Mekairim, Trias HaMesim and Atayil Minayin. Why does it bring from the Mesim Shehichi Yecheskel? The Marian says it's a mashal who it wasn't a real Trias HaMesim. But Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that Menelev Mimesim Shechiyu Cheskel Shechazu Mesu, that they were Chazu Mesu afterwards. Kach Sadikim Shechazu Lichlois Ayachzu La'afram. As you should learn out from there that there'll be Chazu La'afram. Why did Rashi learn Kipshuta that's going on Trias HaMesim? Kipshutei Rashi learns away because why did the Gemara wait till here? And the Gemara is before Trias HaMesim and Atayim Minayin. The Gemara should have asked this question. Now, we're holding on a different sugya of Yachzer LeAfram. Frek the Marshon Rashi, what's the raya from Yecheskel? Yecheskel, lefi kamaman diyamrum, we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, they weren't tzaddikim. As that's why they were mace afterwards. Masha'inkin in the Oilam Atchia, that over there with the tzaddikim, after they won't maybe be mace afterwards. As how could you bring a raya from these people to tzaddikim? L'choira, to answer Rashi, Rashi holds, we're just bringing a raya. Don't think that once there's a Trias HaMesim, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill? It's a svara. That the Trias HaMesim is for a purpose, that he should live forever. No, that medachat given a trio with Nachtam HaMisa. We're just bringing a raya to the Etzim Musik. We're not bringing a raya to those tzaddikim have to be mace, just it's shaykh to have a tchia where there's a misa afterwards. Don't say it's a mufka diga musik. Then the Gemara goes on and brings the machlekes nebraisa, if it was a real tchia samisim or a mashal. If it's a mashal, as Rashi over here says, Shem Ramiz Lamala Godim, Golus, Godim Mei Shechoyza Vizchai, Kach Yisol Yeshuvu Min HaGolus. Fizeh is the grace of Lima Lididon. In such a matziv yorid, a person could feel what's going to be, how we're going to come back. Oh, it's Mamash Etchias HaMesim, it's a whole new life to come back to Mashiach, Basman Beis HaMikdash. That's what the mashal is. It's coming to be melamed us that even in the galus we're in now, avafilu hachi, it's actually come to a nayadarga from chius. As the Gemara is, meini umesim shehichi yecheskel. As the Gemara brings, it was bnei Ephraim that they were moing the kates v'tov, or bnei Adam that were kafru and chius umesim. Rashi as a shayla, we learned in the Mishnah, Kaifi b'tchias HaMesim, in l'chelik b'aylam haba. Say b'zei, how are these people come? The reason is mida k'negin mida. If you're not maimin b'tchias HaMesim, you're not zeicha to tchias HaMesim. How are these people zeicha to tchias HaMesim? Zot Rashi, they shouldn't have come up. But it was a limud lididan, that they should be chayu. As the precious drachim in Jewish Chafei is marich on this side of the Rashi, he says, what then in the other two amrim, man the amrim? If the bnei adam sheimem lachluchas al mitzvah, bnei adam shechibu asayifu kula shchotzem v'ramashim, aspektik l'shayla, as how are they zeichel at chiyas ha-mesem? As he says also, it's coming to be malamen us, but what's the limud? There are many people that feel they did chatayim, they did terrible things. How are they going to be zeichel tchias hameisim? They're not roi. Let's go for the limud. This tchias hameisim was keilu a simon, a limud. Even whether it was a mashal, whether it's not a mashal, it was a real tchias hameisim. Even according to the man, it was a real tchias hameisim. Of the ikat tchia was a limud lididan to always give us hope. That even though we do chatayim and we're not perfect, but to know Hashem could be mechayah, so we still could be zeichel at tchias hameisim. This tchias hameisim was to be mechazik or amuna in tchias hameisim. Then the Gemara says that this tchias hameisim happened. B'shal shehippel Nebuchadnezzar, the Rashas, Hananiah, Mishal, Vizayah, Lekiv, Shana, Esh, and they were saved. The Inyan Yaakov makes a very big point that here Nebuchadnezzar, Rasha, he was the Moshal Ba'ilam, and he felt he could kill whoever he wants to kill. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show him an important lesson that you want to try to kill Mishael, Vizayah, you're not going to be able to kill them. You're not the balabas in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the balabas. Ba'oid, he had killed already these bachrim. I know if he's going to feel the pshat, the last pshat, that they were bachrim that Nebuchadnezzar killed. That's even people that you did kill. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring them back if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. As he was coming to show Nebuchadnezzar, by both Nisim happening at the same time, that you're not the balabas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And Be'emes Oysa Rasha, Taka was Nispayel. And he started to say, Hui kamarama v'tumui kamat kifin, Malchusei Malchus Oilam, Shaltanem Dor v'dor, ad she it was, the Malach came in Soitra Yal Piv, k'day that he shouldn't be Zeicha Kol Kach for his big shvachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be a little bit of a limud on Klal Yisrael. Why is it that it happens that this Rasha, he sees a nes and he's inspired Kol Kach? The Yidden Kilu didn't say such a shira. The Teretz is Pashit. The Yidden have Mun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bitachin. Because when they see a nes, as they're not nispoil as much, because of course they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim. When you hit a guy on the head with a nes, I knew that Zomus came with Tavchay Alpanov, Zay, a guy is Ma'ay nispoil. Wow, he never believed this could happen, and look what's going on. As he was Misayra, Givisa Ayra, his Ayrus. Kadei shelo yeschus ha'gadol kol kach es bo malach v'soitra al piv. He shouldn't come to be meganic kol shiris v'shiz bachar sh'am David b'seif ha'tilam. Nish to vote that David was on a low madrega. Because David was on a higher madrega, it's therefore it wasn't as chad this pilus as in this pilus that he had that finally he chapped in a kudosh al emes. It was something that he could have kielu surpassed David HaMelech. As the Malach had to stop him. Yeah. Oh. But Vinashvi, one had Gosha, that the Maisa, we should kielu learn from this in Akuta. It's very important to be inspired from Nisim. When things happen, and not to take them for granted, and to appreciate it. And, you know, different things we have, different siyata dishmayas we have in our life that we really should sing shiras or shishbachas. We should thank Hashem. It's nishpashit. What's going on? We do believe in Hashem. But it's doch a great saying to Zag Shirim as Hashem will see the upcoming Gemara's importance of thanking Hashem and being despoiled from the Nes. As even though we know that Hashem could do Nisim, Abafad, it's a great saying to be mispoil. And by us, Loibal Malach Vesai Chal Piv. It's my Chaviv Lakadosh Baruch Hu, Oise Shiris Vishish Bachas, that we say when we see a Siyata Dishmaya. We chap a nekuda, a karet of emes, of siyata deshmaya. It's chavim mi'oid l'Hashem. This is the, like the lashon of the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, ki kol cha'orev. And the Medrash Darshan is going on the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and we call, we're in a matzav sakana, we call out to Hashem. It's that calling to Hashem to save us from matzav sakana. And the Hidah L'Hashem is Chavim Ma'id L'Hashem. We shouldn't take things for granted. If I can't, we should do like David HaMelech. That was Mechabit Tilem on Shiris Vishis Bachas L'Hashem, on all the Yeshuas and all the Hatzlachas that he had. Is to write another Tilem, we can't. But at least to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things go well for us. To be Kilo, to say HaKadosh HaTayv, to Chav Despailas. And to be made Hashem, the Gvaldika Siyata Deshmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maror HaMeklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.